Why don't you just apologize? Go ahead. Just apologize. I wasn't the one wrong. And if I was, I was only a little bit wrong. And if I said things I shouldn't have said, it was only because I was provoked. I wouldn't have said it had the other person, my spouse, my kid, my boss, my friend, my mom, my father-in-law, had they not acted the way they acted, I wouldn't have degenerated into that kind of conduct. Let's do a little percentage extrapolation. You have an ugly interchange with somebody, whoever it is, kid, relative, friend, ugly interchange. Not pleasant. Words go back and forth. Now, some of you may have to think back 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years to think of one. You know, I mean, I had mine was middle school, I think, was my last one. Had an ugly interchange. God comes down and says, "All right, Tiffany." I got to use the word Tiffany. You know, you can't use a saint's name in ugly interchange. Apologies to all of you named Tiffany out there. You were 17% wrong. The other person was 83% wrong. Now, does that mean you don't have to apologize? Does that mean the 17% is okay because it's dwarfed by the 83%? Do you only have to apologize in a situation where you are majority at fault? What if the other person started it, but your responses weren't all that sweet? I suppose you could say, you could justify by saying, "Well, I was only responding. I mean, I felt cornered, I felt hurt, I felt attacked, I felt demeaned, I felt put down." Okay, I understand that. Are you saying then that whatever you said and did in response is not wrong? It's okay. It's justified. It's all right. God will say, "Yeah, you yelled and screamed, but it wasn't a sin. It wasn't hurtful because the other person yelled and screamed more." Is that what we're saying? I believe, particularly in close relationships, marital, adult kid to even more adult parent, parent to kid, parent to 9-year-old, that an apology that recognizes whatever amount was my fault really heals. What if I was only 6% wrong? Do I not have to apologize? I mean, it's really only 6. He's 94 and he's not apologizing. There's no way he's apologizing and he's 94. Why should I apologize for 6? Well, because you were 6% wrong. You're apologizing for your 6%. You're not saying a word about the other person's 94. You're just apologizing for what you said in response or what you did in response or how you acted in response. Or your role in this. However slight and small and really holy overall it was. Now, I will tell you, as one who does counseling with marital folks, you really can't get people to agree on what percentage is their role. I may think I was only 6% wrong. Somebody asks you, and you say, "Oh, yeah, he's 58% wrong." Excuse me? I was 6% wrong. That's my assessment of the situation? Well, that's nice, Ray, but as your wife, I'm telling you, my opinion is you were 58% wrong, and furthermore, that's one of the fewest, lowest percents wrong you've ever been. So I guess I'm kind of grateful for that. Most of the time you hover around 90% wrong. You see, so part of the problem here is that even though you might think you were only 6% wrong, we don't know what an objective observer would say. We don't know what God would say. So maybe it would be better just to cover your backside, morally and saintly speaking, by offering an apology for whatever percent wrong was yours. And we all know it's under 10% virtually all the time, don't we? At least according to our personal assessment, it is. But here's another thing, another reason that people don't apologize when they should. You don't want to convey the impression that the other person was more right than they are. If I apologize, doesn't that kind of say that I think I'm at fault? If I apologize, doesn't that convey the message that, well, I recognize that, you know, everything you say is true, and indeed I am kind of that way. And yes, I did kind of lose my cool way too much. And if I apologize, isn't that kind of saying you're not at fault, that you didn't do anything wrong, and it was mostly me? And even if I don't intend to say that, isn't that the way you could perceive my apology? Could my apology be looked at as kind of an excuse for you to say, yeah, I'm glad you see the handwriting on the wall, person? Well, I suppose, human nature being what it is in its fallen state, I certainly suppose we look for any reason to take the blame off of us and put it back on the person who apologizes, because after all, if they didn't think they were wrong, they wouldn't apologize. But you see, this is not an either-or. This is not somebody's 100% wrong and somebody's 0% wrong. This is a percentage game here. In pretty much every ugly interchange, it's a percentage. Who was most right? We may think we have our percentages correct, but by the very definition that we're involved in our own personal assessment, we're biased. I gotta believe that most of the time I thought I was 6 or 8 or 10 or 12% wrong, I was probably up around 50% wrong, but I didn't think that because, well, I'm me. How could I personally see myself as so responsible? Best way to do it, be on the safe side. Offer an apology for whatever you think you might have done to fuel the problem, to respond badly to the situation, to provoke, to be defensive, to be nasty. Unless you live wit Satan, typically the other person is softened by an apology. Maybe not typically, but a good part of the time. They may even say things like, yeah, well, I'm sorry, too. I said things I shouldn't have said, too. Yeah, sometimes an apology breeds an apology. Really. But then be careful, because you don't want to say, well, I just want you to know that, you know, I'm apologizing because I'm only 7% wrong. You need to look at your other 93, that's all. That's no apology. Now, I'm going to take a break here. And I'm going to come back. If I'm back on time, then you should be content. But if I'm not, I'm sorry. It's Chaz's fault. It's Chaz's fault. It's not my fault. But I'll apologize for Chaz anyway. I'll apologize for Eddie, too. I'll apologize for you.